Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, I was wanting to see if I can get your services.
Yes, sir. Are you looking for any online class help?
Yes.
All right, sir. Could you please specify me the name of classes that you're taking at this moment?
It's statistics.
All right. Is this only one class that you need help with, or there are multiple classes?
Just one.
All right, and how many weeks are remaining on the class, or when the class is going to end by?
Was it until May?
Until May. All right. So we can
surely
cover the entire class for you, as we have enough expertise in the field of your study. First of all, I would like to explain you the working process so that you can have a better understanding about how things work. And then we'll be talking about the prices, all right?
Okay.
All right. So may I just know your name, please, so I can address you well?
What was that?
May I know your name, please, so I can address you well?
Yes, Gerard Petty. Gerard Petty.
It's John, J-O-H-N.
No, Gerard Petty, like Jared Petty.
All right, sir, nice to meet you. Myself, Peter, let
yes.
me just explain you the process so that you can just, you know, have an idea about how things work. Basically, what we'll just do is that, you know, I will be assigning an expert for you who has an expertise in the field of your study, who basically just does the statistics classes and have a complete knowledge about that program. He will be doing all the submissions, including your assignments, quizzes, responses, exams, everything till the entire class ends. Also, because I'm your account manager, so me and the expert, both of us will be actually keeping you posted about the submissions being done on a daily basis. You know, let's say once we are done with any submission, we will just send you a screenshot of it. Let's say if it's an assignment or an exam, so that you just don't need to bother yourself to go to the portal again and again and check the progress.
How does that work with the exams? Because I know I have to get approved proctor.
Well, when it's a proctored exam, there's a completely different, you know, procedure which gets followed, because let's say for any normal submission, what we can do is that we simply take the portal and do the submissions for our client. But when it's a proctored exam, there is a person, you know, who will be doing a screen sharing process with you, an IT person who will actually be giving you a brief that what software needs to be downloaded in your system and how exactly we will be connected with each other. Now, it's going to be you who will be taking the exam, who will start the exam, but in actual, the expert is the person who will be doing the entire exam for you. All you have to do is you just need to pretend throughout that you are doing the exam by moving your hand over the keyboard and mouse, but the rest will be done by the assigned expert.
Okay, great.
All right.
It's
just for a proctor,
okay.
But the rest will be done by the expert himself. You can simply just send the login details, the portal link, username, and password, and we will take care of the rest. But when it's a proctored exam or a course or whatever it is which requires a camera, and you know, there is a requirement to be monitored throughout, so we will be doing through a screen sharing process, just like that I've explained to you.
Okay, great.
Right. So any questions regarding the working procedure, anything you would like to ask about this?
Yes, do y'all have any limits of work? So I live in Indiana. Is that a problem?
I'm sorry?
I said I'm in Indiana. Would that be a problem?
No, sir, it wouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Why would it be a problem?
I was just wondering. I didn't know. So everything be communicated through email and phone, correct?
You want us to email you the submission? I didn't get your point.
No, I'm saying so our communication would be continuously through email or phone.
Yes, sir. I can simply just text you on the number where you can just continue. And also, after the order processing, I will be putting an expert with you who will be just speaking over the, you know, on call or text, whatever it is feasible for you. If also an email is a requirement, we'll be doing that as well. But let's say if you want to speak with the expert regarding your work or anything, you can simply just call him or text him, and he will be responding you accordingly.
So does he do everything in advance? Everything pretty quickly.
Yes, sir, depending on the package that you're opting for, because you know the thing is that right now we are running a promotional deal at this moment that covers the entire class, and that is also a reasonable cost. So that is a requirement to be paid all up front. But let's say if you want to go with a payment plan that comes with a different price, there is a little fluctuation in that. Most probably, let's say $100 would be an additional fee on that, and it will actually make you eligible to go for a payment plan where you can pay half upfront and remaining balance can be cleared up once you are almost halfway done. So yeah, that's
Yeah,
it.
if I can know what the price is, that would be great.
Yes, sir, I can certainly give you the prices. Just one second. And also, have you already started any work on that? What's the current grade of your?
Yes, I've already started right now. I have like a 80 something, and well, like an 80 something in class, but I could probably keep it. It's just more of as I figure out, you know, if this system's pretty good. So am I going to be paying like $3,000 or $4,000 for this service?
I'm sorry?
I said, will I be paying like $3,000 or $4,000 for this service?
No, sir, it's not that expensive.
Okay.
Have
Sorry,
you purchased the services
I've never
before?
heard of this before. So.
Have you purchased the services before? I mean, because you know the
No, I
base.
haven't. No, I never have. So it's new to me or whatever. I literally just. One of my friends recommended it. They was like, "Hey, you need to look into this," and I was like, "Okay." So that's why I gave you a call.
Let me just tell you this, since you know you just asked about this. It's something that it's my keen responsibility to guide you with all the things you know upfront. And also, I would like to tell you this. See, 70% of our business comes through a word of mouth publicity. The way you said that your friend, you know, referred you or suggested this, it's the same way. Let's say if we are able to give you good services and if you're happy and you know satisfied with the results that we are actually achieving for you, and we are getting you best grades on the submission, then you probably come up with the next class and might be you know referring some other people in terms of your friends and relatives. So that's what our entire goal is. You know, we always look upon our client to have actually spread some word of mouth publicity for us, so that we can just have more business, you know, through them. That's how we actually maximize our business.
No, I. If anything, it's pretty convenient because right now I'm in the workforce now, and I just don't have much time to finish out with school. But do y'all do other subjects other than math?
Yes, sir. Do you have any other classes as well? I can actually give you a deal,
Yeah.
which might cover
So
some.
in the fall, or I say the fall, but really I'm going to take them this summer. I have two English classes that I need to take. There's two
Okay.
English classes, and another one is a what do you call it? And another one I just have to do as an elective, and then I'll be done. Or hold on, there's two Englishes, one math class. It's a math 110, and what's the other one?
So when those classes are going to start?
I mean, it'll be summertime. Like I've registered for classes in May.
All right, sir. So would you be interested in some sort of membership deal that I offer, and I could cover these multiple classes for you? So that way you'll be paying, let's say, not huge amount, and that is going to be a lot beneficial for you because that will be covering a couple of classes for you. Or you just want to
Well,
start?
what I want to know is it's more of I don't I guess I want to I'm more worried about the fact that what if I got caught type deal. You know what I mean? Like that's what I'm more worried about. Like, is there a
No,
chance of
sir.
me getting caught?
No, it's not happening. Why? Because there is a certain things which we follow, certain policy. See, the thing is that let's say if you are jeopardized or if you're getting caught, it's not you who will get in trouble. You know, Google will actually suspend our license, and we will not be able to do this business anymore. So we are working under some
Gotcha.
policies, and this is the only reason when an IT company is working in anything, you know, in any industry, they should make sure that the confidentiality is the prior thing that we always have to keep in mind, right? Let's say once we get started with your class, before the expert even log in, there is an IT team who makes sure and uses some paid VPN softwares and everything, which makes sure that your specific address is reflecting on the portal. You know, there is no new address which is reflecting on the portal. So that gives you a guarantee and makes you secure that you can just simply take services from us. Because that is not.
And you're able, so if I'm taking an exam, that's what I'm saying. So if I'm taking an exam, y'all are able to go into the system and alter it a little, or all right, so if I'm taking an exam, I'll just keep my hands over the keyboard, correct?
Yes,
and
sir.
And y'all would be up.
Yeah, because you are being monitored at that time, and all your job is to just pretend, because you don't want your professor to be suspicious about it. Let's say if you're not focused on your screen, and if you're not, right, you know, he might be able to know that there is someone who is doing the exam, because the cursor will keep on moving on the screen, and let's say if he does not see you, sees you like that, that you are the person who's working, then he might be, you know, getting suspicious that if there's someone on behind that is helping you out. So this is the only reason. And also, see, this is just an overview that I'm giving right now. Once the IT expert will call with you, he will explain you in detail, right? Step by step,
okay,
that
great.
What the do's and don't, you know, will be explained to you, that what you're supposed to do and what you're supposed not to do. So this is going to make give you a clear picture that how things will work, and it will also a smooth process for you. That I can guarantee.
Okay, great.
All right. And can I just have your number so I can just, you know, send you the template that what are the details required? I can have an expert over the, what do we say, review the quote, and then I can get you the best pricing.
Yeah, 931-802-0441.
931.
Yep, 802-0441.
Let me just text you, sir. I just messaged you on your number. Have you received it?
Yes, I did.
All right, perfect.
I replied back.
What I just require from your end is, let me just also give you a template. Give me 1 second.
You said what?
Yes, sir. I'm just sending you a template, the details which I require from your end. So I can just, and how many classes are you signing up with us right now?
So I only have one right now, but I'm saying if everything does well with this class, I will definitely sign up for the rest. So I'll do all my other classes through y'all again.
That's wonderful, sir. See, I'm honestly speaking that I will just, you know, give you the best service from my end, because I already know that the future business is coming. Well, all we do is to earn more and more business from the client. That is the only reason that we focus our customer retention, because that is the most important thing in any industry, right? If customer is coming back, you are at the winning position. So keeping that in mind, what I will do is that I will make sure to get you the best service from our end, and also the communication is a key point. Let's say people, you know, do good business, but they are, you know, lacking in the communication part. So we make sure that there is always a person who is responding you. This is the landline number, our service number, where you will always find someone to assist you. And also, I will be connected with you throughout, round the clock. You just have my personal number now. So let's say if you want to know about anything regarding your course, you can just give me a text, give me a call, and I'll always be there to respond to you on time. Maybe until I'm not eating or sleeping.
And so what's your company called again, though? Is it Online Course Geeks or something like that?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right.
What happened?
Yeah, so what is y'all's, like, what's, like, y'all's success rate?
I'm sorry?
I said, so what's the success rate? Like,
what is what? I didn't get your point.
I said, what's the success rate? Like, what's y'all's success rate typically?
You want to search our website or what? I didn't get your question. I'm so sorry about it.
So what I'm asking is, like, y'all won't ever threaten to tell the school or anything like that, would you?
I apologize, sir. I can barely hear you at this time. It's something that your voice
no,
is I cannot connect what you're
saying. I was saying y'all wouldn't get mad and threaten to call the school or anything like that and tell them, like, I've used our services, would you?
No, sir. Definitely we would not do that.
Okay.
I wouldn't tell someone to...
I just saw reviews. I just saw reviews about that. That's all.
All right. So you are actually concerned about those reviews. Let me tell you, sir. Let me tell you one thing. See, first of all, I'll just connect you with a reality check over here. Would you ever post a review, you know, that is letting people know that you're taking an academic service? Would you ever do that?
Did I ever what?
Would you ever post a review which letting people know that you're taking in academic services, that is something, you know, like let's say, it's not illegal, but you know, it's something that you shouldn't be doing it. Would you ever post a review and announce in front of the entire world that you're working in academic services? Would you ever do that? It's just a question, and then I'll just come to the explanation what I'm trying to say.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't advertise that I was using it out loud. I would probably just say it secretly, you know, to my friends if they want to use it.
No, I mean, you will be referring some of your friends, but you will not go online and post a review and letting people know that.
No.
The same.
No, exactly. Yeah.
See, you actually answered my question. The same way, nobody's going online and posting a review that people are taking academic services. So hence proved that the reviews which you're able to see online is not coming from someone who's, you know, purchased services from us, but it's just, you know, a campaign which is being run by our competitors, you know, just to reach a brand. Exactly. In every industry, people do that. And now, since you are at the review page, scroll a bit down, and you will also be able to see some positive reviews. Now, what I can say is that those are not even our customers. It's something that just to, you know, it looks like a legit thing. They actually do this campaign. They put some positive reviews, some negative reviews, just to defame our brand. And they focus on maximizing the negative reviews so people just, you know, once they are searching about it, they make sure that, you know, they do not purchase their services, just to look like that. But in this industry, no legit person who is actually taking our services will ever go online and post a review that could jeopardize their own identity. I hope you understand this point.
Yes, that's fine. I guess I just want to know, just more like, when I'm taking my test or whatever, as long as I keep my hands on the keyboard, I should be fine.
Yes, sir. Because the IT expert will call you and will give you a brief explanation that you have to follow. Yes, the detailed conversation is still a part which is not yet before we actually go to the proctored examination. But let's say if there is nothing proctored, then it's all fine. We will be doing everything by on your portal. And also, sir, since you were asking a question on the review, let me tell you one more thing here. Do you think that, let's say, if we are the people who are letting your professor know that you're taking in academic services, do you think we can just do business after that?
What was that?
I'm saying that, let's say, you know, if the review is mentioning that we are the people who are actually going to the experts and to the professors that your student is taking some academic services. I mean, who is the person who is jeopardizing their own business? We will be violating our Google's policy and also jeopardizing our business and then not getting any business from our clients. So we are breaking up the entire chain. A sane person will ever do that mistake.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to make sure I was good, that's all.
I understand. I exactly know that where you're coming from, and that is the only reason that I explained you that how this review thing works. Not just in this business, but, you know, let's say if you pick up any other business, you will always see some campaigns running because, you know, the people who cannot meet their standards, they started running some bad campaigns so that they can defame their business.
Well, either way, do I have to save a bank account on file or anything like that, or can I just... That would worry me a little bit. I mean, I could pay most of the money up front. I just wanted to make sure, like, I didn't have to, you know, that y'all would take a lot of money out of my account or anything like that.
Yes, you are saying that you don't want to pay anything up front before you see the work? That's what you're saying?
No, I don't mind paying everything up front. I guess it just depends on how much it is. That's all.
Okay, let's say, sir, we can do this way. All right, you can pay half up front, all right? And once we are done with few of your submission, you know, you can pay the rest. How about that? So in that span of time, you will be able to see the quality that we are offering to you.
Yeah, pretty much that's what I would like to do if possible.
Okay. All right, sir. I'll just take your verdict, all right, since you are more comfortable doing that way. So I'll, you know, go one step forward just for your satisfaction. And
it depends on how much the price is. If the price is reasonable, I'll pay the whole lump sum. But if it's, you know, pretty high number, then I'll probably have to split it up in payments.
Okay.
So that's all I'm saying.
All right. Now, let's say since you are concerned about the prices, you know, I will definitely give you a reasonable price because it's something that you're my first time client and you already told me about the next classes that you might be taking in next.
I'm not joking. If everything goes well with this or whatever, I kid you not, I will definitely, there's three classes I'll definitely have to knock out within a second. So,
that's
and
right.
All those will be online as well. So that's the reason why, trust me, I just want to make sure that whoever I have that does this statistical class, if they knock that statistical class out for me, oh, trust me, it's not even without a doubt I will have y'all knock out the other three.
Lovely, sir, lovely. That's exactly what I'm looking forward to have that kind of business with you because, see, let's say if I charge you for one class, that is not going to get a lot of things on my table, right? Until unless I actually make up a good relationship with you, good business relationship with you, and then I keep on working with you. So that is not just going to get me more classes from your end, but also might be getting me more people in terms of referrals. So that's how we do business here, you know?
Yeah.
As I said to you.
Yeah.
So, well, I'll be giving you a very good discount, all right? But just let me know that what is that you're expecting that this is going to be and a suitable price for any class to be covered for you. Just trying to have an idea before I give you the quotation. Let's say it's a high.
Okay.
I'm at the best to make it very much reasonable for you.
I was thinking, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how this stuff typically goes. I just remember in college, some of my friends, I think it was like $800 or something like that, I thought.
Yes, sir. Not that less, but yes, it's you're very much close to it. We usually charge for one class, which is 8-week class, most probably somewhere between $1,100 to $1,200. But since it's your very first time with us, which
that's not bad.
I'm sorry.
I said that's not bad.
Yeah, exactly, sir, because, see, we have kept the prices reasonable. Why? Because we have to work with our clients on long-term basis. Let's say if we charge you a lot of money and then, you know, there is no point that you might be adding some more classes in the future because nobody actually wants to opt any education services for this high prices. That's the only reason that we have kept some prices reasonable. So what do you say?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I don't lose that. Like, what do I do if for some reason, like, I don't know. How would I be able to get my money back? If, like, that's something else, too. It's that thing. I've heard of other companies that will steal people's money and stuff like that. I just want to make sure, like, you know, like, obviously I'm thinking more. I work in security and stuff, so I'm very security-minded. And that's the reason why I just want to make sure, like, I don't lose my money. Because I do have a family, and I don't want to give out a bunch of money if the services are not true. That's all.
Let me tell you, sir, it's a very good point that you have raised right now. And since it's your concern, your primary concern, so let me address you in a better way. Since you said that you don't want to lose your money, right? Now tell me one thing. Have you ever purchased anything from Amazon store or any online market?
Yes.
All right. How exactly do you make transactions with them?
How do I what?
How do you make transactions with them? How do you purchase? What is the payment method?
I mean, I put a debit card on file, and they just charge it off of that. And if I need to get a refund, I'll just pretty much cancel my order, and the money goes back on my card in like 7 days or so.
Exactly. Now, let me just ask you one good question that you will agree with me. Let's say if you have purchased one product, all right, and let's say if it's not delivered on time, or let's say what you were expecting is not meeting that criteria or it's not meeting your expectation. It's something which is a bad quality or something which you know, looks like in the picture, but it's not the same when you receive the box. So what exactly do you do? Do you ask for a refund, right?
Yes.
And they are supposed to give you a refund on time. Now, do you know why
they
are supposed to refund you on time? There is a pressure on them from the bank's end. Let's say, if you are requesting a refund from them, and if they are not actually giving you a refund back, you can simply call your bank and you can ask for your money back. That this guy is not refunding my money. I purchased a product. The product is not up to the mark, which was shown good in the picture, but it's not the same in the parcel. And I truly I'm not satisfied with this specific product. So you simply ask for a refund from your bank, and your bank, you know, gives you a right that you can simply have your funds back immediately, not even having any investigation on other party, that if they service a bad service. Why? Because bank is always right. Right? And this is the only reason, let's say if I'm an online service provider, I should be refunding your money very much, let's say once you have been requested for that.
That's great.
You understand the method? What I'm trying to say is that, let's say, if you're not satisfied at any point, if we are not getting you the required grades, which is not going to happen because we are looking for a long-term business. If you are not satisfied at any point, do not even ask for a refund. You will give the money back by the way. That's how the process works. If you're making a payment through debit and credit card, you're definitely responsible to refund your money back. But that's something which we are not going to get along with it. Why? Because we are never going to compromise with the quality or the service that has to be delivered on time. Submitted on time. So you will never be having a question, and you will stick with us for a very long time. That's how that point I'm trying to make. Hello?
Yes, sir.
So, did you just get my point?
Yes, I did.
But you were during all the methods here.
What was that?
I'm saying that you are secure at every point. You are not being jeopardized at any point here.
Okay.
I was trying to make. You just trust on our services, and I'll make sure that you get along with us for a very long time, and it's not going to, jeopardize or ruin your money in any sort, right? You will start seeing the quality. You will start seeing the results from right away. Let's say if there is any submission due, which is today, then it will be done. I will be sending you a screenshot of it, and we'll take it further from there. All right? So what do you say? There's a concern? It seems that you're busy in something.
So how do we pay you?
You can simply pay through debit credit card, sir, so that you have security that you can ask for a refund in case of anything which is not going to meet your expectations. Just the way that you purchase any other services on their website through a secure link. I'll be providing you a secure link where you can simply pay, through your debit credit card.
And how do I pay? Do I pay through a website?
Yes, sir. What options is feasible for you? You can also opt any third-party merchant. Let's say if you don't want to pay on website. How does it make you feasible? What's the most feasible for you?
So what do I do next?
Yes, I've just sent you the template. I will be having the expert to review the portal. All right. Did you get my text, by the way?
I got an email, portal link, username, password.
Exactly. For your course, where we can just have an access to that. I can process the information from my end. All right. I can sign up your order form in real quick, and then I can send you the payment link where you can just make the payment through your debit credit card.
Would I be able to talk to one of you over Teams or a Zoom call, possibly?
Zoom call is not possible, but voice call is definitely a possible thing.
Which one?
I'm saying the voice call is completely possible, but Zoom call is not possible since, the service...
I'm talking about a video. Can I do a video call?
No, sir. The video call is not possible. Why? Let me tell you the reason. The experts who are working on your classes are actually, retired professors from reputed universities. This is the only reason to keep everything confidential. We never lose this thing. We do not go for video calls or stuff. That could just jeopardize the confidentiality. I hope you understand this. How about, sir, since I can smell that you are a little much, uncomfortable still, even, after the explanation, you're still uncomfortable at this point. How about if I do your first submission, and then you can make the payment so that you can see the quality change. Will that make you more comfortable? Hello?
My thing is, I don't mind to pay all this money up front, but how much is it total for the whole class?
That's it's going to be $1,100 for the entire class.
So,
with
what
options?
What I can do here, if there's assignments on there, like a what is it called? I have homework and I have quizzes on there.
Okay.
If I pay $100 now, and then I'll pay the $1,100 once those are completed. If that's possible, and then all y'all would have left to do is finish my midterm and my final exam.
All right, so can we do one thing?
Yeah.
Let's say if I you pay $100 right now, all right?
Yep.
Then I can just do your submission back, send you back, or whatever it is, regardless of its or whatever it is. The first question will actually now give you a decision that if you have to move forward with this or not. Because when you will see the quality,
right,
you will be surprised about it. You will amazingly surprised that what sort of quality. See, this quality can only come from an assigned expert who has background in the industry. And then you will be,
right,
it will be pretty much easy for you to decide whether to move forward or not. Then you can pay the remaining.
How many did you say you would do? How many did you say you would complete?
I'm saying that once we are done with your first submission, then you can pay the rest of the balance. And then we'll continue doing the course for you. How does that sound to you?
How would the payment plan be set up? That's what I need to know. How would the payment plan be set up if I do the payment plan?
The payment plan you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do a payment plan as well. But that's going to be the decision. $1,350.
It's what?
$1,350. A payment plan. Let's say if you want to proceed with the payment plan, $675
yeah,
to be paid right now, and the remaining balance can be paid once we are done. Halfway done.
So I'll pay $75 right now to start it, correct?
Yes, $675. To get started, and the remaining balance of the same amount can be paid once we are halfway done. But I can still give you a choice, you know, sir. You can pay $100 a deposit to get started. You can see the first submission, the result of the first submission, and then you can pay the remaining balance so we can just move forward with the next submissions. How does that sound to you?
That's fine. It's more like I'm more worried about spitting out all this money and then y'all disappear or something. That's my biggest concern.
I do understand that, sir, but you have complete security and guarantee that.
I'm talking to someone random over the phone. I don't have a video. Like, I at least have to see the person I'm talking to. That's all.
No, sir, that's not an issue for us, but since the expert who is trying to do the course for you is an expert from, you know, a reputed university, he's an ex-professor, then we are supposed to maintain the confidentiality here. Let's say if we expose his face by a video call, then where is the confidentiality thing maintained over here? So there will be a big question raised on the company, and it will just, you know, be a very much difficult thing for us to take it further. But I can definitely provide you this out, which possibly can make you more comfortable, all right? Let's say I don't even ask you to pay anything upfront before you see the results of your first submission. That's the most, I think, possible thing that I can offer you. And most best thing.
Wait, what was that again?
I'm saying you don't pay anything right now, all right? Not even $100.
Yep.
Right? You see the first submission result. I will be sending you the result of your first submission. Screenshot of the first submission, and then you can pay the entire amount to me. We'll get forward with that. See, customer retention, paying, you know, doing business with you for a very long time is what I actually aim for. All right, $100 or deposit, it doesn't matter for me right now. What matters is that you are comfortable and you are happy proceeding with me. That now you can trust me, and now we can move forward with the payment and stuff. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, so I can text you my login information and I guess go from there.
Definitely, sir. You can just share me the login details. I'll have the expert get started with your first submission. We'll send you the results for it, and then we can talk about the payment.
Okay, that works. Thank you.
All right, sir. Then I'll be just waiting for the login details. And is there, what's the submission that is due today? Is it an assignment or a quiz or what it is?
Yeah, it's just an assignment. But how much would I need to pay after that submission?
The balance, the entire balance. I mean, you can just
the what?
75, a half, or let's say if you want to just don't want to pay any extra charges for the payment plan, then you can pay the one-time amount, which it will be $1,100.
Well, that's a fan. So if I did the payment, do I pay each month or whatever if I was on a payment plan? How would that work?
See, the payment plan is a very simple thing, all right? Let's say if you want to do a payment plan that is going to cost you $1,350, that can be paid into two parcels.
Wait, how much is that?
The payment plan thing is $1,350, all right?
So y'all tack on another $250?
Yes,
sir. On top of that?
For a payment plan.
Why is that?
I'm sorry?
I said, why do y'all tack on that other fee?
Sir, when you choose a payment plan, there is another fee on that, an additional fee, which actually gives you and makes you ineligible for a payment plan because these are promotion discount
right.
offers.
With that being said,
I'm sorry?
The thing is, I don't mind to pay the whole thing up. Like, if they could knock all my stuff out, like, I'm talking about... If they did all my assignments, I'll go ahead and cover the whole thing. That's pretty much what I'm trying to get at here.
Exactly, sir. I've just kept the decision on you, all right? It's either you can just do a payment plan. Payment plan will cost you $1,350. That will be divided into two
parts.
That's
fine, but how much will I pay every month? How much will I pay every month? That's what I need to know. Like
every
my next pay cycle, how much am I paying?
No, sir, there is no payment plan like that available for every month. It's just one payment plan in which you can pay half upfront to get started, and the remaining balance can be paid once we are halfway or almost done for your course. That's possibly we could just offer to you, but there is no payment plan which gives you an option to pay every month. In this academic
okay.
services, you
well,
understand there is a very loose grip on client, so we cannot just offer these sort of payment plans to paying every month. You know, it could be very much a difficult part for the company to handle that situation about the financial stuff. That is the only reason we give either a payment plan for two payments or just upfront and give you more discount. But, sir, if you will trust me, I just make sure one thing, that you will be seeing the quality according to the commitments I've made to you. Not only that, I'm looking forward to work with you for your next three classes. So I know one thing, that if I'm able to satisfy you with the results of this statistics class, which is costing you $1,100, then there's already a business coming up for $3,300. I will not...
Well, here's something else. So I'm looking at these reviews, and that's what I'm telling you that I'm seeing on here is that people are saying that y'all will call the school and tell them that we cheated, that y'all were using our services and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot of reviews right here that I'm looking at.
Yes, sir. That is a campaign which is being run. You can also see positive reviews just to make it look like a legit thing. You know, they just do this campaign to defame our brand. But that does not hold up on any truth, right? There's not even a 1% truth. I already explained you that nobody is going to post a review and let people know that you can't. Let's say if I would be doing that, what's the point to have more business with you? Why would you choose us for your next three classes, which is already giving $3,300 if I calculate the price for three classes? It doesn't make sense here.
Yes, sir. I'm just reading this stuff. Well, I'll text you. I mean, it's just... for me to spit out $625 or $75 for, you know,
That's the only reason I'm offering you this. You don't even need to pay anything. Why? Because I want you to be very much comfortable before you proceeding working with us. And that's the only reason I told you that you don't even have to pay a single dollar before we do your first.
Now, if y'all could submit, I guess for me, like for you to submit one, like if y'all submitted, I'm not joking. If y'all did all the rest of the assignments or whatever, and the quizzes, I don't mind to pay that lump sum of money at all. Like, that's just for me. I'd rather you get all the assignments and all that stuff knocked out, and then if that was done, then I'll just pay another fee for you to complete the midterm and the final.
All right, can we do one thing, sir? Can we do one thing? Let's do one thing.
Yep.
Let me do first submission for you, see the result of that, all right? And then you can pay the half balance, you know? Let's say you want to go with a payment plan, you can pay half of $1,350, all right, which is going to be $675. And once we're half of it, you can pay the rest.
Wait, when you do what?
I can waive another 50 off from this, all right? If it was 250, a difference for the payment plan, I can make it $1,300 in total, all right? Where you can pay $650 right after the first submission is done, and the remaining balance can be cleared up once
you... I understand. You just repeated what you told me before. I understand that you're saying you do one submission, and then I pay the sits. Now, the sits, the thing is, if I'm paying half that much or whatever, I would expect I do half of the work that I have on there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So
understand.
For me to pay $675 for one submission, it's like you're getting more than what I'm getting.
Yes, sir. But see, the thing is that you know we offer the promotion discounts. Why? Just to cover the classes at good reasonable price. And it's only possible, let's say, if you pay upfront, that actually gives us, you know, a room to provide the expert the amount in total in one hand, and they are not charging any addition on that. That is the only reason that upfront amount gives us, you know, a leverage to offer you a good discount. Expert is even happy at the end of the day that he is getting the money all upfront, so he's not like, you know, it should be this less. It should be like $1,500 or $1,600 per class. That is the only reason we are able to offer you some promotion discounts. Do you understand? This is how this method works. But I do understand your point that you are not getting a lot of things in 675 when the submission is being done in that. But, you know, look
If y'all can test me the details, that would be great. Just the outline of everything, that would be great.
I'm sorry?
I said, if you could just text me the details, that would be great.
I'll be texting you on this? That's what you said?
Yes. Just text me the details, and I'll go from there.
All right, sir. Let's just – I will be waiting for the login details so I can have an expert start working on your portal. See the result of the first submission, and then we'll talk about the payment. I don't want you to be panicked about anything regarding funds. See the first result, and then decide that what we are supposed to do from there.
Okay, that works. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. It's nice to meet you.
Bye.
Bye.